Hey everybody, I'm Billy Nuttall, and I know a moderate amount about Pokemon.
I'm Kayla Cooney, and I know some things about Pokemon.
And I'm Dan Earl, and I'm going on record saying I am a fan and approve of 10-foot-tall golden women. That's right, y'all.
We're planting our flag in the sand right now. Henry Cavill, it's your move.
We talked about this earlier. Kayla, are you aware of the controversy in my other main hobby right now?
Oh, I'm assuming Warhammer if it involves golden women and Henry Cavill.
Yes.
Did he pick he didn't pick a new army, did he?
Before this goes any further, do we think this will still be a controversy in 4 weeks?
Honestly, Adeptus Custodes players are still going to be bitching about how bad their codex is, because the book is just like the rules in it are bad. It might be a controversy if Henry Cavill says anything, but it might be. I don't know. It's hard to tell what sticks around.
And you're listening to Delve Into the Dex, a Pokemon taxonomy. That's right, we're the bi-weekly podcast where we paint minis of every single Pokemon out there.
Oh, that'd be fun.
We're going to need a lot more paint. If you want to see any of the photos that we talk about this week, you can find those at Delve Into the Dex on Twitter, Threads, and Instagram. And we also have a Patreon, don't feel pressured, but it's a nice little tip jar option for you.
Thank you very much.
No, thank you. Look. We already did our intro bit, depending on whether or not that gets edited out. I don't know. Billy salvaged something out of that. Again, it's your
move, it's
Henry.
Kind of wedged in there. It was your introduction for this week.
Wait, no. I do a dumb bit every week.
Yeah, you said that one was yours.
Yeah, exactly. So that bit needs to stay in there, because that's your intro.
Yeah.
Like, that's you saying your name and then Warhammer reference.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's going to still matter that everybody... Look, it matters in the fact that I want to say, if you don't like 10-foot-tall golden women in power armor, something's wrong with you.
Agreed.
Speaking of none of that, yeah, I got a weird episode for this one. Again, thank you, random number generator. Because, do you guys remember, and I don't know whoever's editing this one, if you feel motivated enough to pull up the audio, but a few... episodes ago, this would have been the Mian Shao episode. The one bit of trivia on Mianfu's creation is apparently Ken Sugimori, when he was interviewed about this, apparently they had a complaint come from somewhere in the Pokemon World Universe company that too many fighting types just kind of look like people.
Oh, interesting. Yeah.
So they were like, all right, guys, hey, we need you to make this one not look like a person. So, you know.
You know what? They did.
Yeah.
They really did.
They made a Kung Fu Weasel. Well, here's the thing. If you guys remember, Mindshow was a Gen 5 Pokemon. And it's wild because they had that note on their desk for Gen 5. And let's look at every other Gen 5 fighting type real quick.
Boy. Okay. I'm choosing to believe it's more like a wiffle ball type material and not veins around his body.
Oh no, Kayla, those are veins.
No. Well, we got a little tan gray guy with a hunk of wood and a bunch of veins.
Hell yeah. Do you want to name him?
What the fuck is his name? Johnny.
Yeah, smoke up, Johnny.
No, like with Plank from Ed, Edd n Eddy.
That's just Johnny and Plank. Yeah, can we just get
Johnny 2x4?
Yeah, okay.
Can we just get a picture of this Pokemon, but the Plank face on the end of the piece of wood? Just
this is actually Timber.
Oh, okay.
Spelt like how I just posted. It's with two R's. It's Tim and then Burr.
Sir.
Timber, sir. I carry a hunk of wood.
Timber ton.
Oh yeah,
this
no,
Pokemon
that's right.
Directed Big Fish. The Corpse Bride.
Oh, and Mars Attacks.
Kayla, you said Mars, and my PTSD kicked in immediately because I was like, "No, he didn't. He did
Mars
not do
needs
Mars
moms.
Needs Moms. He did not." I was like, "No,
no, that was Zemeckis, which is more baffling.
This thing is disgusting."
Yeah. So were you not fucking with me? Are those actually veins?
They're supposed to be, like, veins and muscles popping out. I think, I don't know.
I'm gonna be honest, I never read them as that, and now that that's in my head, I hate this. And I liked this family before.
Honestly, do you know my least favorite part of this Pokemon?
What?
I hate his nose.
The nose is the one thing that's making it not be a human child.
No, I think if he didn't have a nose, I think I honestly hate it less. I do
I'm
not
always
like
gonna
it.
Compare the big... black noses to the fake Rudolph nose from the Christmas cartoon. That's always what I see. I said it last episode. I'm saying it now.
But yes, this is the Gen 5 fighting type. Timber, 2 feet tall, 28 pounds of pure fuck muscle. I don't care for this Pokemon.
Wow. Okay.
Well, okay. I don't care for this one. Honestly, this line goes somewhere. Kayla, I'm sure we've talked about this every time we've talked about a Gen 5 Pokemon, but Gen 5, a bunch of allegories to Gen 1 Pokemon because it was a whole new dex.
Right.
You kind of know who this is supposed to be? You get this little man?
You picking up the vibe yet?
I want to guess it's like Machop.
Yes.
Yeah.
No, yes,
yeah.
You got
it. Yeah, I was right. Machop.
Hold on to those. Yeah. Hold on to those.
Okay, good.
Yeah. Yeah, this is like the Machop like. Which is just, hey, here's a little.
She did it.
Yay! Sorry, Dan.
She
go ahead.
Did it. We remembered a Pokemon.
I don't have brain damage.
We remembered one out of the 306 that we've talked about. We did it.
Yeah, no, this honestly is like, and even going through this thing's entries, because again, and its appearances, because hey, we've said it once with Gen 5, and I'll say it again. Boy howdy, Gen 5 does not get as much love as it deserves. I think this guy gets the appropriate amount of love because it showed up in Gen 5 and Gen 6, and then not until... Actually, no, this wasn't all the newer games, too. People really like this guy for some reason. It was in the Scarlet Violet DLC, so that's when it showed back up.
Do people like him generally?
From what I've seen going around and at the time, I think a lot of people like this guy better than Machop, and I think it's entirely because... he's got a thing.
Yeah.
They have a gimmick.
Yeah. Like,
you know, you gotta get a gimmick.
Yeah. Like Machop was just a naked child. And this is a naked child with a piece of construction material.
A piece of lumber, if you will.
Yeah.
What do you call, is that, do you just call a piece of wood like that size lumber?
Kayla, I got soft hands.
I thought Dan might know.
I've never worked a day in my life.
My dad Dan knows. I thought
you got
this
soft
Dan would
hands,
know.
Boy.
Google's leading me to believe yes, based on image searching lumber.
This is gonna be one of those things like dirt voice versus soil is like if you talk to a geologist or a soil scientist and you call it dirt, they're just like, okay, no, it's soil.
How long can we avoid talking about the bulging veins?
Forever, because let's talk about its Pokedex entries.
Yay!
It fights by swinging around that piece of lumber. Wait, yeah, it calls it lumber in the entries. Wait a second.
Hey, look at that.
Wasn't sure if that would still be treated the same.
Wait, okay, also, this is very important. For the Pokemon's weight, is the lumber being included? I feel like we've had this conversation before.
Oh! So wait, what was it? How much did it weigh?
27 pounds. So this is going to matter much more in just a few minutes.
Yes, absolutely it will.
Yeah.
I don't know.
How heavy's wood?
Not that heavy. So for the wood, I really don't think it matters either way.
Some wood is heavy. It depends on the wood. It does depend on the wood, but some wood is heavy.
I was gonna say, if it's a construction beam, I imagine it's pretty heavy. It does make this Pokemon infinitely less impressive if it's like, hey guys, look at me twirl around this piece of balsa wood. Yeah, da-da-da-da-da.
Be more like a monk, maybe?
Balsa wood's very light, guys. I mean, maybe, but this whole Pokemon Alliance thing is like, they're strong. They carry construction materials. They wear Carhartts.
They buy Ford.
Here's the other thing in all of Timber's entries, is it's basically like, they appear at construction sites or building sites and help out with construction. They always carry squared logs.
I like to imagine that's also a euphemism for them having, is it capybara poop? Who poops cubes?
Wombats. Wombat poop cubes.
That is a log, isn't that?
Yeah, see, that's, well, I guess it's like a log or timber or I don't know. It's a wood term.
That's also why I said wood is heavy, because that's like the core of a log.
But what if it's balsa wood or a light wood? It could be,
what if
it's hollow?
It could be light.
I mean, it's also only 3 feet of wood, too. Because, like, the Pokemon's, what, 2 feet tall?
Yeah, 2 feet tall.
Oh,
now,
it is a
say,
yard.
Yeah.
So, oh, shit, that's such a good point. This is, like, 20 pounds.
Yeah, which also...
So he's 7 pounds.
So he is 7 pounds of pure fuck muscle.
Okay, cool. So the wood's not included in his weight.
Yeah, okay,
we agree then.
Yeah.
No. I like Kayla's idea. The wood is included. It is 20 pounds of wood, 7 pounds of Pokemon. It's just one consistent muscle.
7 raw pounds of Pokemon.
Timber.
Do you guys want to know Timber main appearance?
Yes.
Actually, Ash's Gen 5 rival owns one, and it shows up, and it loses a fight to Ash's Pokemon. And then later, it loses a fight to Ash's Pokemon.
Oh.
And then a third...
Okay, what about after that?
Actually, it's really fun, because the three major appearances of it are it showing up and losing a fight, showing up, shows it has evolved and losing a fight, and then showing up, shows it evolved again, and then losing a fight.
Shit. Okay. Well, can't win them all. Or any of them. Can't win anything.
Do we think we gave him that hair? They gave him that hairdo because he was Ash's rival's Pokemon? They made him look kind of like a greaser?
Maybe? I don't know. Well, also, I think it was like a friendly rival from what I can say. I did not watch the black and white anime.
Okay.
But Trip just kind of seems like, oh, I like to Pokemon battle, so let's fight Ash so we can get better.
I have a little bit of insight to this. This Pokemon is actually what happens when you get a Wombat that fucks Johnny Bravo.
Yeah, there you go.
Mm-hmm.
And he loves his mother.
It is also that hairstyle idea is, I always forget the name of it, but it's...
Pompadour?
I forget the name. It's a Japanese old style, but it makes... Actually, that doesn't make sense, because if it's Unova, it's supposed to be in America, but it's a Japanese word for, like, the high school punk that has a pompadour.
Yeah.
Mm.
It's like, if you've seen any anime, usually a character like that shows up, but also it's supposed to be American. And also, why would a construction worker have a pompadour? How do they put their Carhartt jacket on around their pompadour?
Maybe it's a badly shaped helmet.
You know, that
Really brush past the unpaid labor of it all, didn't we?
Oh, wait,
Yeah. This is a child that just shows up and does labor for free.
Why? He too strong to do anything else? He can't type?
I was gonna say, this is the kid who is just like, nah, I ain't gotta get my GED, and this kid makes more money than I have in my life.
Oh my god.
More power to him. Also... I have no one other quick note and appearance of one shows up, helps its owner fight crime.
This is going to get cut out no matter what, because this Pokemon was in an episode named after a different Pokemon that might be a reference to a show that one of us has kind of seen.
I also can't find what you're referencing, so.
That's fair.
All of this is getting cut.
Sorry, well, Billy. Then we'll just... A hard pivot. Hey, speaking of hard.
Hey, how's everyone's, this is, I guess, more of a personal tangent. Never mind. Dan, go ahead.
No, I wanted to make Billy follow through on that bit.
No, because it's going to spoil it.
Well, I already made a pumping iron joke.
Okay, there we go.
Yeah.
He looks like a clown. Is he part of the circus?
Kaylee, he looks like a Muppet.
Oh, he does look like a Muppet. Nope, never mind. You're right. I don't always affiliate that with
he looks Pokemon. Like a veiny Muppet.
I read it like a harness.
This is what happens when Ronald McDonald fucks a Wombat.
Ronald McDonald is secretly very, very buff.
Kayla, I'm a Nijin, name it.
Oh, God. Timber. I, Ryan. For iron. I, Ryan.
Shockingly, you're on a close train of thought.
Okay.
So I'm really glad I didn't make the joke, because I remembered that I would have been wrong anyways. This is Girder.
Oh, that's...
I cannot explain why I thought its name was gonna be Grindr, so I was gonna make a dating app joke.
Oh, yeah.
I am so upset I didn't think of Girder, because that is the name of a robot in Futurama that's, like, also a bending robot.
Oh, yeah. My name is Girder, please. No, Kayla,
or,
I think
am I mixing it up?
My name is Bender, please insert Girder.
Oh,
is a
I just
joke
put it together.
Makes.
Yep.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's when he gets his mind wiped in the episode. God, I could just talk about Futurama.
I was thinking
that's
that was his evil
podcast.
Oh no, that's Flexo.
That's Flexo, okay. Yeah.
Yep.
And actually, if you remember, Flexo is the good one.
Right, right.
Girder. Also, I just like all of this guy's foreign names or names in other languages because it's stuff like engineer, work, steel frame, labor, steel, worker, iron.
Just iron?
No, it's like the name is like...
In their language, it means that?
Yeah, its French name is ouvrier, from which is like a combination of a word that means worker and proud and iron. So it's like, this is a proud girder boy, worker. Which a proud iron worker. Again, you got soft hands, boy. You never work a day in your life.
My dad was part of that union.
Take off your Carhartt jacket. Everybody wants to wear Carhartt until you have to do Carhartt shit. Like, get vaccinated as Carhartt supported, because Carhartt might be based.
Hell yeah.
I need to stop saying based.
Please sponsor us.
Please sponsor us,
guys,
Carhartt.
If we got sponsored by Carhartt, I would kill for a Carhartt jacket. I've been wearing the same two knockoff Carhartts for years.
Who the fuck Hell is yeah. that demographic besides Dan? And other 35-year-old, you're not 35, but other 30
I'm sorry, Kayla, would you say
guy.
No to a free Carhartt jacket?
No, I would still do it, but what's their motivation?
But anyway, okay, I do think we've answered the question looking at this guy of, because the weight being included or not, because Girder is a 3'11" manlet and weighs 88 pounds. Mm-hmm. I'm no doctor. I think a steel beam weighs a slightly more than 80 pounds.
Just a bit.
Yeah, on its own, I think it weighs more than that.
So we are now saying that Girder, the Pokemon defined by carrying an iron beam, does not factor the iron beam into its weight. So does that mean a Girder can exist without an iron beam?
I'm looking up how much does 3 feet of iron beam weigh.
Yeah, I guess it depends on the weight of iron.
I am confident that beam weighs at least three times as much as Girder. Like,
I would guess at least 50 pounds.
I think it weighs 200 pounds.
I don't
at
know.
Least.
He's still only 3 feet tall.
Wait, are we talking about Girder or the iron beam?
Well, wait, how tall is Girder? Did I hear you
Girder
wrong?
Girder is 3'11" and weighs 88 pounds.
3'11". Okay, 4 feet.
Yeah.
Okay, 4 feet's definitely closer.
He's
over
4 feet
50 pounds.
Of pure fuck muscle, Kayla.
I'm just, look.
I need you to look at his arm vein real quick. Yeah.
So the density of carbon steel is 7,850 kilograms per meter cubed.
Okay, we're close.
Can you put that in
what do we
freedoms?
Think the height of this beam is?
If he's...
Billy, 3 feet.
I'm going to say like 8 inches?
He's 3'11", and that beam is taller than him.
Oh, we have to do this in millimeters. This is dumb.
Why? I don't want to... Too much math.
I'm going to need you to put that in freedom. Okay, hang on. How much does an iron beam weigh? Oh, wow. Wait, why did I get the average weight of 500 bean seeds from... Oh, I typed how much does an iron bean weigh?
I got so many iron beans. I need to figure out how I can carry them.
Oh,
yeah.
My God.
Oh,
I'm gonna trade him to this little punk ass bitch for his cow.
Oh, hey, look, a standard prime standard steel I-beam supplier with wide variety of standard I-beams and junior beams. Size ranges are as follows: weight per foot 4.4 to 2,121 pounds per foot. Wow, look at that. 121 pounds per foot, huh?
Or 4.4 pounds per foot.
Thank you for teaching us that, Dan, and being so nice about it. It's so nice to learn from you.
No, I can't believe we had to have the conversation of like, no, that's got to weigh at least 100 pounds. Have you guys tried to pick up?
So we're saying that the thing in his hands is definitely 300 pounds.
Yes. Also.
Cool.
Kayla, to bring it back, we had our... What episode? It was like early lore of this podcast was when we figured out about tungsten.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Daniel.
We were really rooting for tungsten for a while.
Yeah, we were metal. Like, tungsten is heavy, and we knew that, like, a cube of tungsten weighs, like...
Daniel James Kayla. Earl, do you think I'm actually going to remember that when I can barely remember something we just talked about the other day?
I still think about tungsten a lot.
Yeah, that's you.
Yeah, guys, hey, are we sure we don't can't delve into more depth on Girder? I hate how textured his hair and head is.
Yeah.
I have a great distaste for Girder.
Guys, I think I do have an unpopular opinion. I do like him a little more than Timber.
Again, I liked this family more when I didn't know that those were muscle veins.
I don't know why I do accept them more on Girder, but I think it's because he is proportional to being muscular, whereas the other one is just a kid with
That's
veins
fair.
On his hips and head.
Yeah, a kid with a really bad back headache. Yeah.
I also think I do not like this art of Girder. I like his other default art, which is, hang on, let me just... It's going to be a smaller image, but, like, I like that is his default pose in the game
That's
until
pretty nice.
Pokemon Home, which makes it look like, oh, man, I'm a big guy carrying a big piece of metal.
It's kind of badass.
I don't know. And then it's also like, hey, let's get into its entries. Did you guys notice that he's carrying a big metal beam?
Huh?
What?
Yeah.
That was good.
That's it. That's its entries. But actually, I do like, apparently all this guy does, based on his entries, is strengthen their bodies by carrying steel beams. They show off their big muscles to their friends, including, and it does call out in Sword version, it shows off its muscles to Machoke and other Girder. So it just goes up to Machoke and goes, hey, bitch.
Check it out. Check it out. I got a beam. You got rocks. I got metal.
Oh, Machoke, you bench press Geodude? That's cute.
I lifted your mom's house.
I do like this, though, in the second part of the Sword entry, which was it showing off to other Pokemon. If it fails to measure up to other Pokemon, it lies low for a little while, which just...
I cannot be seen, for I'm wimpy.
My pride has been wounded. I need to
yep.
leave.
He just sits on the girder, just...
No, it's those horror stories of, or something where, isn't it like you can go too hard while doing a bench press and shit your pants or something?
Probably.
Also, just watching any fail at lifting on the internet is scary. Like, lifting's scary.
Dan, I don't know if you knew this, you can shit yourself doing almost any activity.
Hey, believe me, Billy, well aware. Also, it's got one other things in its entry, and I just really like this from a continuation. Let's see, which one is it? Oh, Shield version. Thank you for this. Girder excels at demolition. Construction is not its forte.
Big guy not good enough at math, so he just smash, huh?
Yeah. Which I do also love that Timber shows up at construction sites to help, and then the moment it evolves, it's like, interesting.
Wait, you're not paying me? Okay, this fucker's coming down now. Cool.
There you go.
Girder's the union rep going, no, yes. Absolutely fucking not.
Ripping shit out of the
Equal
wall.
Compensation.
Yeah. It's not up to code.
Hard ats.
Oh, God. Have you seen the picture that's just like, really? Right in front of my OSHA manual?
Girder used negotiation. It's super effective.
Construction company used send Pinkertons. Girder died while swimming. Fucking come for me, Pinkertons. Let's go.
Boom. Roasted.
Got him.
Got him.
Yeah. I'm a proud union member, but in not construction. I got soft hands. Anyway, hey, let's speed run these appearances, because it's the same ones, except for the guys of Alt. I do love this, because we've also talked about this Pokemon. I can talk about this now. When it evolved into Girder, it had to fight a Dwebble, which we remember Dwebble.
Oh,
you know.
little Dwebble?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, the 6-inch hermit crab. And it lost. Mm-hmm. So that entry where it's like, when it loses to Machoke, it has to lay low. I think that Girder went into witness protection, guys.
That Girder got a new name, fled the country.
That Girder is pretending to be a Mr. Mime somewhere.
Yeah, that's what I mean, is it's just like, they were just saying it's the it has to lay low from its friends, it just shows up to other Girder. Hey man, heard you got crabbed, bitch!
What's really wild is that Dwebble coincidentally was found dead in an alley about a week after that fight happened.
How could you say that?
That's so funny. Like, if Girder wanted to, he could pick up that Dwebble with one hand, like, toss it up real quick, a la a baseball, and then smack it out of the park.
Billy, this gets dangerously close to the Pokemon argument of, like, yeah, hey, how come Snorlax doesn't just sit on an enemy Pokemon every fight, guys? What if he just sat on them?
Well, that's boring.
I just can't think like
imagining
that.
Playing Pokemon baseball is way more entertaining. Tell me I'm wrong.
I am imagining Snorlax sitting on someone as a sleeping umpire.
I mean, no, people survive getting blasted off in Pokemon all the time. Look at Team Rocket. Gainfully employed.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Anyway, you know what happens when you pump enough iron, though?
Wait, can we have Kayla try to guess what's going to happen? Yeah. Since, like, you know, comedy, rule of threes,
yeah,
heighten
yeah,
the
yeah.
bit, yada,
yeah,
yada,
yeah,
yada.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so we're starting with some lumber. Mm-hmm. We move on to a steel beam. Kayla, what do you think we're going to end off with
here? I don't
here?
Imagine stone, but, like, the next thing forward to me feels digital, so I doubt it's not a computer. What's heavy? Boulder. We're going rock. We're saying it's a giant boulder.
I love the idea of the third stage of this Pokemon just walking around with a full PC in his hands at all times.
No, you know what it is? It's just an architect.
Yeah, a big pre-built computer. I don't know why. I was thinking like materials because I immediately thought of the Three Little Pigs houses. I was like, wood, metal. It's been a rough...
It was not metal, Kayla.
Know,
that Briggs house would have been
colored.
Way more effective.
It's brick colored. It's been a long day.
Jeez. Okay. I'm also
okay, Dan, you can
I'm
post
so
it
sad,
now.
God,
I will. Wanted.
Okay. Hi, Grandpa with the big rocks. I was right the first time. I've never been so
Kayla,
sad.
Kayla, it's not a rock.
What is it? Cement?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
To me, that's rock.
Two cement pillars.
I'm thinking like...
What is
I'm
this
thinking
guy's
like.
Name?
Hard.
Anyways, continuing with the bit, this is what happens when Dr. Doofenshmirtz fucks a wombat. The clown nose is recessive.
This is even more Muppet for me. This is just a man.
Oh, this is super Muppet.
Yeah.
Yeah. Any guesses on name, Kayla?
Cinder.
Ooh.
That is so much better.
It's not fucking
I,
that.
No.
Are you shitting me?
No, I love
No,
this.
They
yeah.
they fuck up the name
well,
on this one, too.
Well, okay, because you know what it is. Hey, Billy, what's this guy's name?
Conkeldurr.
I'm upset for him.
Okay, because apparently, hear me out.
Okay.
His name, it is a concrete elder, so he's supposed to be, like, the old wizened form now.
So, Conk Elder?
Oh!
Yeah, it's Conk Elder.
Conkeldurr?
It's not Conkeldurr, yeah. I am a hard believer on Conk Elder.
I like that a lot more.
I would accept
that
it.
That saves it for me.
I don't.
Now that
I
said,
still don't
I still
like,
say Conkeldurr, but
I still don't like Conk. But that's just my accent, I think.
Yeah, you're not getting away from the Conk.
Yeah, Conkeldurr.
Yeah. This is my favorite one of the three, and I actually really like this guy.
I'm interested to see what he does because, like, I really like the look of two, but of Girder. But he looks—I don't know—he looks like he'd be fun for fighting.
Yeah, he was a very fun gimmick fighting Pokemon in that he was, oh my god, slow, but hit like a brick shithouse.
Yeah, that feels right.
Yeah, because, hey, would you believe that the guy holding two pillars of concrete isn't the fastest thing alive?
What? Crazy.
Yeah.
What is his speed, out of curiosity?
Well, as you know, speed can go up to 212. His is 45.
Oh no. Oh no.
Yeah.
Grandpa.
He old.
No grandpa.
I was gonna say, I could get a list of other Pokemon with 45 speed, but oh nope. Okay, I made the mistake of clicking. Here's the thing, gang. I need you to know that when you click the speed tag on Bulbapedia, this is
it gives you a breakdown of how speed works.
Yeah, I what well. The fuck? This is a game for kids.
Oh, I have run into that.
Oh, Jesus Christ, that's so difficult.
Yeah, no, I like Conkeldurr a lot. You want to know the thing I hate about him, though? Hey, guys, how tall do you think he is?
Is he still
4 feet?
I was gonna say, is he still 3 feet?
He's 4'7".
Okay. Okay. Honestly, I'm not too upset by that because the width makes up for it a lot.
I have elders that height.
It's like it's a real kingpin kind of thing going on.
I guess.
I mean, Dan, are you really going to act like you can fight this guy because he's slow and
no, he'll kill me
short?
In a moment.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Kayla, I am an out-of-shape 31-year-old. I'm dead. Again, I got soft hands. His hands are literally hard. They're holding concrete.
I know. Let's just let him be little and a weapon of destruction.
He probably, like, you could probably put your head in his hand and he could just squish, you know?
Well, that assumes he drops the concrete.
True.
Yeah, which...
Does he drop the concrete?
Okay, spoilers, I guess. The one time that the same guy's Conch Elder shows up and, as we know, loses, the opponent's Pokemon just picks up and throws his own concrete back at him and kills him. So, or knocks him out. It's Pokemon,
oh, wow.
But he's dead. He got hit by a concrete pillar. He's dead.
Oh, no. Oh, Grandpa. Uh-oh.
Grandpa's not coming back, guys.
Grandma got ran over by a reindeer. Grandpa got taken out by a fucking log of concrete.
A fucking rock missile.
It's a bad Christmas.
Yeah.
Any Pokedex entry interesting things?
Yeah. Because
I'm assuming that was his only appearance.
Right. The only one that matters. Like, again, I think that he is a cool Pokemon, and I do kind of hate mm-hmm. that. And I've gone on record saying that, like, I hate that in the newest games, they're like, oh, this is the fighting type gym leader. They have a Machamp.
Like you and every other fucking fighting fanatic.
Yeah.
Get
yeah.
a room.
This stands out a little
get,
more.
Make out with your Machamp.
Get a Conkeldurr. Because also, I need you to just... God, I like this sprite of him from... hang on, what game is this one from? I have this saved in my notes, and I didn't write what game... Oh, this is from Pokemon Rumble Rush. But,
That's so cute.
Look at him. Stanch
oh,
the fuck up.
Sorry, I muted my mic for a second. He looks like a little, like... Well, one, he looks so much smaller. His head looks...
Yeah. Well, the premise of this game, we actually haven't talked about it yet, is that all of the Pokemon are little, like, wind-up metallic toys.
Oh.
Yeah.
So they're itty-bitty.
Yeah, that's sort of yeah. the aesthetic of the game, and I love him in it.
It's very cute.
It's very good. But yeah, beyond that, it's just like, oh man, look at the goofy fight man. It's entries. Hey, guys?
Mm-hmm.
He's
yeah.
carrying concrete pillars.
Oh.
You don't say.
What? I missed that.
No, but actually, its entries that are fun are apparently it doesn't fight relying on force in battle. It uses the power of centrifugal force of spinning concrete. So he just walks into battle, T-poses aggressively, and spins in a circle at you.
Oh, that's awesome. Hell yeah. These are the elders' ways.
Yeah.
Which is just, fuck it.
A tornado!
Helicopter
oh, I'm falling! I'm falling! The longest trip.
Oh yeah, it's just a 10-minute trip of him spinning and falling out with concrete. And then also, the other main thing in its entry I need to talk about. It is thought that Conkeldurr taught humans how to make concrete more than 2,000 years ago. So, do with that what you will.
I don't know what to do with my hands. I need you to help me. I'm awkward. I don't have, like, pockets to put them in. What? Like, I feel like I cross my arms a lot. I just never know how to pose.
Wait, why are you...
Do you think...
What?
Do you think you could help me make something to put in my hands at all times?
Oh, you went a different route. I was gonna be like, what is that? What is that tub of concrete? What? Let go of my hand. No, no, don't make... No, no! Just dips your hand in.
Talk about Kingpin.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
The people he beats in a fight get poured into the concrete. Those pillars... Every one of them is a body.
Jesus.
I'm going full on.
That's what it takes to evolve Girder, is you need to kill two people.
I'm submitting to the mob. I'm giving them my money. That bridge is too... Yeah. That bridge looks like too many people I know.
I was going to say, it's Jimmy Hoffa inside one Conkeldurr's pillar, and we'll never know.
Fun fact, Conkeldurr made Stonehenge.
But, yeah, hey.
Do
boy,
with that joke what you will.
That's Gen 5 fighting type. Did we want to try and cover the other two I want to talk about today? Because if we spend more than half an hour on these
are
two,
are we stunned in silence
amazed.
At the joke,
I don't think
or
we'll
did
take
I lose
that much
you guys
time,
again?
I think.
Yeah. Well, okay, the part at the end might take a little longer. Okay, I guess that was going to be Billy's answer for a second, was just no.
So I'm dealing with work Wi-Fi, right? And it, like, has something against Discord for some reason. So what's really fun for me is I'll make a joke like the one that I just did, and then you guys will be silent, and then I get to play a fun game with myself called Did I Disconnect, or Am I Just Not Funny?
The dread sets in as you continue to stay in the call. Yeah.
Both. No, make it again, Billy. Just make your joke again real quick.
Okay, great. I need to get your guys' reaction to this. Fun fact, Conkeldurr actually made Stonehenge. Do with that joke what you will.
Well, that's weird because there's also the Stonehenge Pokemon, so like...
Oh
shit. Oh no.
What came first? Chicken or egg? Chicken or egg? Can Conkeldurr just hold that Pokemon?
Any interesting Pokedex entries for Conkeldurr?
We already went through them, Billy. There's nothing.
That's right.
It taught people to make concrete.
It invented concrete. Yeah. Great.
Man.
I forgot.
But I would say, man, I know it's a little disappointing, but what if I promised you guys I had a few more Gen 5 fighting types that I think look even more like Muppets?
Let's do it.
Well, here's the other thing, Dan. Is that you started this whole episode with bringing back Mindfu and talking about how, like, you know, the choice was they didn't want human fighting type Pokemon in this generation. And, like, sure, they kind of look like people, but this family still looked a little bit more animalistic. So I'm a little disappointed you didn't deliver on that premise, and I think you're a lot... Oh.
Is he quilted all the way through?
No, he's like, it's supposed to be like patterned, like ridge muscles.
Okay.
Or, you know, folds and joints, because this is a fucking Muppet. This is just a fucking Muppet.
I'm just gonna stare at him for
listeners,
a bit.
Listeners, if you want to know what you're looking at, or it's supposed to be looking at, check our social media. This is the fourth member of the Blue Man Group that gave up on music to learn karate.
In order to kill the Blue Man Group.
Hey, fun fact, this Pokemon species, we haven't talked about species in a while. This is just the karate Pokemon. Karate! Karate! Karate!
I'm glad that it is the karate Pokemon, because I felt bad for really generalizing all martial arts just then.
I am having trouble coming up with a name. I really want to call this guy something with quilts because I can't get over that pattern, but I'm going to choose to ignore it, and we're going to call him Kung Blue.
Oh, that's fun. Kayla, this is Sock.
Sock.
Oh, sock. I really wanted it to just be
Sock.
Yeah,
stylized.
Just Sock.
And also it's like, you know, sock it to
him.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, sort of
that
thing.
Helps.
I'm going to sock you in the mouth.
Yeah, it'll make more sense when we talk about the fifth Pokemon that we hopefully get to.
God, what a wild cliffhanger if we're like, yep, here's one of them. And the other half?
It's not the same family, but it's...
It's on the other foot, so we're leaving it at Sock.
This is like, again, if we go back to Gen 1, that we haven't talked about these yet, but in Gen 1, there was the punching and the kicking fighting types.
Mm-hmm.
This is the allegory of the karate and the other fighting style fighting types.
I would like it known now. I'm not going to guess it, but I do have a guess for the next one.
I honestly, Kayla, I believe in you enough that when I show you the next one, and I with context clues, I think you'll be able to figure it out. Here's the thing. This guy, continuing on, this is another 4-foot manlet. This is 112 pounds of fuck muscle now, though. So, also, this Pokemon, 100% male. So, you know, women can't learn karate.
Oh, sexist.
They can't be blue?
It's the Blue Man Group, Kayla. It's not the Blue Woman Group.
Mm-hmm.
Women don't have rhythm.
Hey.
They only do good comedy.
Heyo. Got him. Unlike us.
I don't like you guys.
What? No, I just said women do good comedy.
Oh, I thought you said don't do.
I have a theory about Sock, since they're all men.
Let's hear it.
Yeah.
So, that means that they cannot reproduce sexually, because there is no female component to that.
Mm-hmm.
So that means that they have to reproduce asexually. We've already established it looks sort of like a fabric type thing. So I think some of those pattern fabric pieces fall off and then they slowly collect into new socks.
What happens to all the lost socks?
you suffer and you have to mismatch your socks for the rest of time.
But this one's a different shade of blue.
Lately on my TikTok, I have been getting like Pokemon quizzes, except it they're like Pokemon meets the impossible quiz, you know?
Yeah.
Where every single answer is a dumb
yes,
joke.
Yes,
and
yes,
I almost sent one to you guys today.
They're very fun.
But anyways, one of the quiz questions was which Pokemon gets lost in the washer.
Oh, that's
yeah,
cute.
Yeah, Sock.
And the answer was Sock. So.
Yeah, Sock. Here's Sock's whole deal, though, guys. It's all about how it's desiring to find the strongest karate chop.
Ooh.
So he is just consistently training to become the One Punch Man.
He's perfecting his... Oh, yeah. He yeah. even's got... He has the head shape.
I'm going to share with you guys something real quick. This is something I'm oddly proud about in my Pokemon Go collection.
Ooh.
Who wants to see God's beautiful little idiot?
Ooh, Sock Zero. Okay.
This is a sock that is one, shiny, and two, has zero stats across the board.
Why?
Because they're randomly rolled every time a Pokemon spawns.
My God.
So sometimes it's a bell curve. Most of the time they're in the middle. You want to try to find the good ones. And this guy, it's just like, yeah, no, straight up zero stats. Nothing.
Oh my God.
It's actually more rare to get a Nundo than to get a Pokemon with perfect stats in the game.
Oh, I love that. So this is just like objectively the worst sock. Like,
yes.
Yeah.
Yep.
So he is not he's not finding the strongest karate chop. He's trying to find the strongest karate chop and actually learned, I don't know, how to whittle or something, like a different skill.
This one actually learned clogging.
Oh, hell yeah.
I can't record the video right now, but if you tap him instead of an attack animation, he just starts clog dancing.
Oh, that's cute.
Aggressively.
Yeah.
Is that karate?
It's karate of the feet, I guess. I don't know.
I guess clogging is a move, so.
Anyway, yeah, that's. Also, hey, don't disrupt Sock's training is its other entry theme because it gets mad at you. And then, hey, it also defines itself on being an enemy of a different Pokemon. Oh boy, I wonder if we're going to talk about that one.
Crazy.
Well, I do love from Shield version, though. The karate chops of a Sock that trained itself to the limit can cleave the ocean itself.
Sock actually did appear in the Bible.
Yeah, I
don't know
say,
if you guys knew that.
Well, canonically, we all know what in anime was used to part the Red Sea.
I used to know this, but I've since forgotten.
I don't think I know this.
Oh, guys, this is my favorite picture.
It's Moses.
Yeah? What's in front of him?
I can't tell.
Is that a coughing or a ghastly?
No. Oh my God, guys, it's a Beyblade.
Oh!
I thought you were still doing Pokemon. I'm such a
no. This is genuinely this is a real scene from the Beyblade anime, guys.
I forgot.
Although, sorry, I misspoke. In the anime, the tops are just referred to as bays. So this is a bay that anime Moses is using to part the Red Sea. Guys, I send this picture to everyone
That's
I
fucking
know.
Dope.
I forgot Beyblade was an anime.
Yeah, isn't it fucking wild?
Oh my God. Anything else about Sock?
I don't know. Sock canonically contains the same amount of power as a Beyblade, so.
A Beyblade?
As
okay,
Moses.
Great.
Or sorry,
cool.
a bay. Hey, well, okay. Sock's main appearance, one of the Gen 5 rivals owns a Sock. The entire point of the Sock is like, oh, hey, the Sock is good at fighting, and it has a rival, which is a certain other Pokemon. Oh boy, I wonder if we're going to talk about that. And it's like a serious fighter type, which contrasts with the over-the-top person who owns it. And here's an out-of-context picture from Bulbapedia.
Oh my God.
It's a little...
This is horrifying.
I don't like this. This is a weird...
This is the last thing you see before you die. This is the body of an Audino, and a Sock's face is wearing it like a mascot costume, and it has a crazed look in its eye and smile
blushing.
That's a bit too pointed.
Oh, I was gonna say, Sock is just always... pointy smile, and it's got the weird L face brow.
Yeah, that's what I was gonna say. I don't know how I feel about this thing on his face, because like that doesn't read as anything other than just like a creative choice, like a stitch, but it's weird on this Pokemon.
It's a conjoined nose eyebrow.
Yeah.
It really gives him like a bird
it's still
vibe
yeah it's
me.
Still Muppety. I'm still feeling that.
Yeah.
Now that I'm seeing that, I feel it.
Sokka's 100% a Muppet. Like, and here's the thing. It's
absolutely
only going to get worse. Or better, depending on your taste.
I do have a question.
Yeah.
So, like, you know, times are tough. It's very difficult to afford an apartment on your own. So Sokka needs to get a roommate to have that apartment with, maybe one that likes rubber ducks, what have you. What would that roommate look like?
See, I like how you go Bert and Ernie, because I go, what are the two old guys? Wart and Stadlorf? Stadlorf?
Waldorf and Statler.
I got that about as opposite as I could have, huh?
They are named after two hotel magnates, and I have their little Lego minifigures here on my desk at work.
But anyway, and I don't know about roommates, I think they're dating.
Oh, they absolutely are.
Wow.
Yeah.
I like this guy a lot. I really like the shape of this guy. Okay. I'm not as confident about my answer anymore for his name, but I'm going to keep it.
Mm-hmm.
Shu.
Oh, that would have been good.
What is he?
Damn. This is Thro.
Thro?
Yeah, Thro.
Thro. Well, it's shorter and wider and red.
Yeah. Also, Kayla, what did you say its name was?
I said my guess was Shu.
Yeah, no, this is Thro. The fun part is if you look at any of its other names in different languages, it's about throwing and tossing and pivoting and using its own mass because it likes to throw things. Judo, so more than sumo.
Judo?
Because it's your own weight against you, right?
Yeah, judo is like, yeah. Okay. It's like momentum-y, from what I understand.
Yeah.
I don't do anything like that.
I got soft hands.
This is a dexterous little guy.
This is, you run into him, and he is just like, oh, sweet, thanks for running into me. Now, momentum. Get momentumed, idiot.
You get physics'd.
Yeah, no, it's just, have you seen the gif of the shark of get rotated, idiot?
No.
Oh, I think I have. Yeah.
There's no way I haven't sent this to you all.
You might have.
But
I'm sure you, yeah.
It's just get rotated, idiot. Yep. Yeah, that's just essentially how judo works, from what I understand. It's you take a wide, tough stance, and you just flip them. And that's all of his entries is, when it tightens its belt, it becomes stronger. Wild Thro use vines to wield their own belts. When they encounter foes bigger than them, they try to throw them. They always travel in packs of five.
Oh.
I don't know what that means, but they only say that once about them.
Maybe it's just easy that way.
I just need to talk about one of the entries. Sword version. It performs throwing moves with a first-rate skill. Over the course of many battles, Thro's belt grows darker as it absorbs the wearer's sweat.
Oh.
Disgusting.
We gotta throw Thro in the wash.
Yeah, bud. You got stains.
That's not clean.
You got stains.
You gotta wash it. I know it's a thing where it's like you can't wash out the luck, but you gotta wash it.
Oh, man, is this a judo competition or a Magic the Gathering competition?
Cat.
Yikes.
Gross.
Got him.
Anyway, hey, you guys want to know Thro's major appearance?
Yeah.
That one rival who owned the sock that walked around dressed as an Adino, it had a rival that was a Thro, and then it beat him in a super serious fight.
Hmm.
Achieve your dreams, kids.
I have one other major appearance, though. I can sort of gauge what. How do you think we're doing on time? Because can I talk about some wacky shit to end this episode?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, go ahead.
Yeah. I'm going to just send you guys a picture from this other appearance. And what do you think is going on here?
Going Super Saiyan.
Oh.
He's got spikes. I don't know.
It's drawn like he's rushing towards you. Except he's just standing there menacingly.
Yeah, he's got...
And he is surrounded by, like, a Super Saiyan energy.
Yeah, I was gonna say, he's got, like, this aura.
Please explain, Dan.
What if I told you this was another new form of Pokemon? Or, it's not even correct to call it a form of Pokemon, because, this is what's called a Pokemon Burst technique.
Oh? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, this is a Poke Burst, you could call it. And hey, Kayla, I think you actually referenced this as a joke a few episodes ago, but can we talk about Pokemon Reburst real quick?
Tell us about it.
So Pokemon Reburst, it was a very limited manga series, and it was released with Gen 5, the Gen 5 game. So it like coincided and had a lot of Generation 5 Pokemon. All new cast of characters, and I'm just going to go ahead and send you guys the main like sort of promotional images, and boy howdy if that ain't fucking anime as hell.
Oh my god,
that's the official
army. No, they really fucking went anime.
Is that someone in a headdress, or is that his hair?
I think that's just hair. I think that's just anime pro tag hair.
Okay. I'm talking like further back, not the main guy.
On the right. Oh, no, that I think that is just hair with braids coming off of it and a headband. Cuz I think that's the ninja. One of his companions in this is just a ninja. Cuz the main character Ryoga.
Fuck?
Here's the thing. So it's a Pokemon manga, right? And Pokemon show up. Pokemon are in it. But they don't have Pokemon battles. They have special stones that let them gain the powers of Pokemon and fuse into a half Pokemon, half human form.
Shut up.
Oh my fucking
that,
God.
This is real. That, yes.
I need to see. So that's what that is. That's someone
that is,
fused with their Pokemon.
Yeah. No, not their Pokemon. Oh, it's not even like they don't do like a fusion dance with a Pokemon. They take out like a special magic rock. Or I believe it is called a burst crystal.
Like Ben 10 style.
Oh, yeah. That's what you mean by get their powers. It's just from the rock.
Yeah, it is like a special rock. I'm trying to find one that has a picture of a Pokemon. There is like this show with as like I would say fanatical as the Pokemon fan base is. This show has like not been talked about. Like, or not even talked about. There's, like, nothing on the show. I think it technically doesn't even have, like, official translations.
I need to know why.
Because the show sucks.
Yeah, cool.
Oh,
great.
No.
We need to watch this.
No, sorry, not show. Manga. The manga sucks. It's, like, it's tropey, bad written, but its whole thing is, like, what if Pokemon could assume a human form? So this is a character who is assuming his throw form by touching his throw rock.
I need to know so much more immediately.
This feels like something that would be like what our kids like. To be like, no, that's not what Pokemon is. It's like, yeah, it is. It's like, no, that's literally not what Pokemon was.
My headcanon on this is Digimon, not Tamers, Digimon Rangers. There's a season of Digimon where the Digidestined just turned into half Digimon. And I think this came out a little after that. So I'm like, so Pokemon was just trying to bite Digimon style a
cash
bit there, huh?
Grab. Yeah.
Okay, so Pokemon Reburst was 2012, 2011. Digimon Frontier was 2003. So, yeah, I think Pokemon was just ripping off Digimon, guys.
This gives the vibes of, do you remember the Community episode that was at the Doctor Who parody show convention? And the subplot is that Pierce gets added to a focus group for an American version of Doctor Who.
Oh, I've never seen this one.
Yes.
This feels like that. This feels like people who barely fucking understand Pokemon are like, no, this is what Pokemon is. So this is what this should be.
And really, like, I don't want to, like, go through the whole series, but I just need you all to know that, like, this is what the only other major appearance of Throw that I could find besides that rival.
No. Oh, poor Gen 5 Pokemon.
Well, I have one follow-up question. Would you like to see the other Gen 5 Pokemon we've talked about so far that appear in the show?
Yes.
In a burst form?
Absolutely.
Please. Okay, I'm just going to start sending them. Billy, for the post, pick whichever of these you think is the best. Who do you think this is?
What the
Oh my god, that's
fuck?
Excadrill.
And here's another one. This one makes me violently uncomfortable.
Is that...
Ooh, Mine Chow?
Yes.
Okay, I had Mew in my head because I'm like, what is going on with the tail? But now I'm seeing
No, this is all Gen 5.
Here's a good one. Here's a good one. This one...
This is going to be awful.
This one just concerns me. Ignore the one on the left. It's the one on the right.
Oh, is that...
Oh, God. The Solosis final form.
Yay. Kayla? Kayla, can you clinch it? Do you remember what its name is?
No, because I was going to say something very stupid. I was going to say Low Bunny, because I saw the bunny ears.
Guys, it's Reuniclus.
That's Gen 4.
I'm so bad at remembering those.
I'm going to end on my favorite that I found of the Pokemon we've talked about so far. My man.
Fucking Krezzle. Oh, no.
He's a cube.
It's really good,
God.
Guys.
Those eyes.
Oh, I've wanted to talk about Pokemon Rebirth for a while just to let people know.
Those would be fun cosplays.
How have we not talked about this sooner, Dan? I'm so disappointed. You just gave us 4 different times you could have brought this up, but
because
you didn't.
Because there was so many other things to talk about, I didn't want to be like, hey, here's Excadrill. All right, guys, now here's one character from a show. I can't talk about any of the other appearances yet. I wanted to have a stockpile.
But if you brought it up with Excadrill, then we could have talked about this with Walter.
Hey, Billy, do you know the fun game now? Is every time a Gen 5 Pokemon, every time we talk about one, we can see if they have a Pokemon Rebirth appearance form.
Oh, God, please.
And viewers, play along at home.
It's a new segment.
And as a matter of fact, read Pokemon Rebirth and let me know.
That's your homework. Hey, Kayla.
Hey, Billy.
What did we learn today?
I learned that at some point, Pokemon really was making some reaches. I won't lie, I'm looking at this very last one. I kind of would like to see them try again. I like this Crustle. Oh, and there's punching guys.
Today we talked about 5 new Pokemon, and that brings our total of Pokemon covered up to 310. And that means that we have a grand total of 715 Pokemon remaining. If you want to see any of the photos that we talked about this week, all of those are on our social media, at Delve Into The Dex on Twitter and Instagram and Threads. Again, we have a Patreon as well if you would like to leave us a little tip there. We would appreciate it. And if you want to follow us on social media personally, I am at Billy the Nut.
You can find me on Instagram, at Kayla_Cooney.
And I'm at Durl.1.name, exclusively on Instagram. And guys, please look at the photos from Pokemon Rebirth. They're really good. Man, this really... I gotta go cool down after this, guys. I have to wake up in 7 hours, so...
That's fair. I gotta go Rebirth with a Gothitelle real quick.
Billy, that gives me such vibes of that fucking comic of Batman, I caught a little Pokemon, Batman. Do you want to see the Pokemon I caught? It's a little punny, Batman.
I gotta go Rebirth, Batman. I gotta Rebirth with a Gothitelle, Batman.
I can Rebirth my own Gothitelle, Batman. It's a Pokemon, Batman. There's no law.